Over the holidays, many people may have some more downtime, which could allow them to do some more reading if they're looking for a way to fill that time. This is Lisa Berry, and there is a Northern Michigan author who has a series of books you may want to check out. He writes poetry, acts, and directs plays, and he's joining us now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome, B.G. Bradley. Hi, B.G.
Hi there.
You're up in the UP. Where exactly are you right now?
Well, I'm in the village of Diorite. I'm sitting in my living room right now. There's 2 feet of snow outside, and it's 10 below. And the village is dominated by an 80-foot diorite bluff. That's the name. It's an old mining village.
And you were born there. You grew up there. You choose to live there now.
Yeah, I grew up in the east end of the UP, and this is central UP, but I grew up over at Newberry and out on Hulbert Lake, which is a little bit further east of here, a couple hours further east of here. With my whole life in the UP, except for a few years away at college.
You've authored the Hunter Lake book series. Tell us about that.
Well, the Hunter Lake book series is contemporary fiction set in the Upper Peninsula. And it's probably based on every little town I've ever lived in up here and some other towns as well. And they had a little bit of humor, a little bit of drama, a lot about the outdoors up here, and a lot about family and what family means. And they start with Ben O'Brien, who's an old college professor, and then it expands from there into various members of his family, and eventually, as the books go on, into other members of the community, and eventually tells the whole story of the community.
The first book was Winter Heart, then followed by Summer Rounds, and the most recent is called Fallback?
Correct.
What's Fallback about?
Fallback is about Ben O'Brien, the main character of the first book's younger brother, Jake, who has been he's been all over the world. He's an international lawyer. He works for various different governments around the world, and he's a bit of a player as well. And in this book, he finds himself back in his hometown again, where everybody knows all his secrets, and he's not so mysterious as he is out in the wider world.
And all these books and this series are all taking place in Michigan's Upper Peninsula?
Yeah, in the fictional town of Hunter. There's a few trips, side trips, characters take here and there. Yep, it's right in that fictional town.
I read one review where they said B.G. Bradley gives readers a taste of Youper mentality. Is that what you were going for?
Well, yeah, I think that's right. It's not just a way of life; it's a way of mind and a way of spirit. I think, when you wake up in the morning and it's 10 below, and that's a fairly normal thing, and there's snow piled up, well, like it was at my house last year. On the opposite side of the road that I live on, it was piled up 12 feet high at the end of the winter. You know, it kind of changes your whole perspective on things. And, you know, it's a peninsula that's nearly as big as the Lower Peninsula and, you know, has a population smaller than the city of Flint. So there's a lot of open space and a lot of solitude, and it just changes the way life is completely, I think.
Your books have been well-received. Are people reading them all around the world? Are you hearing back about that?
Well, I do know that there's at least one set of books that's in a classroom in Brazil where acquaintance of mine is teaching, and she's using them to teach English as a second language. She's a Brazilian native, and, yeah, I know at least it's gone there, and, there have been some calls to me and some emails from other places around the world as well.
Tell us about the poetry that you write. Has that been published, or is there a book coming up with that?
Well, it has been published in a lot of regional publications, and we are going to be coming out with a book soon called North Words, A Year in Poetry, in which there's 366 poems, one for each day of the year, even if it's a leap year. And they are taken from a Facebook page that I have called North Words with Beej, where I publish a poem a day. The poetry is, again, centered very much on the Upper Peninsula and on, you know, the spirit and mindset and the land and the animals and the whole works.
And you wake up to 12 feet of snow and frigid temperatures, and you find that inspiring?
it can be inspiring. It can be, you know, you get about April and it's still like that, then it can be a little bit of a downer too. So,
but you stay strong, right?
You stay strong. That's what we do up here.
I noticed on your website, bgbooksup.com, and we'll put a link to that on our web post for this, that you have some blog posts there. And I was reading one that said that you were an early riser. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, it's something probably genetic because my mother was the same way. I get up most mornings at about 4, and then I do a lot of work. I'm semi-retired, so I do a lot of work until about 8 or 8:30.
What UP myth would you like to dispel for anyone listening right now who may have never been there or think it's mostly lumberjacks?
First of all, you know, a lot of the assumptions are when folks come up here, I think, is that, you know, that folks are, as you said, you know, all lumberjacks and everything else, and there are a good number of those up here, but there's lots of people of all walks of life up here, and, you know, lots of very educated people up here, too, as well. And we have an art, a literature that's uniquely ours, especially in Marquette County. You know, we have professional theater companies and all kinds of stuff, all kinds of culture is going up here. It's just a different culture, a very different culture, really, from a lot of the Lower Peninsula. The one that works for me.
Where can we buy your books?
Well, the best place to get the books is right from the website, and you already give them the code for that. Elsewhere, they're available in the Upper Peninsula at wonderful Snowbound Books and Snyder's Outlets in the Upper Peninsula, the Upper Peninsula Regional History Museum.
B.G. Bradley, is there going to be a spring series in your book?
Coming up next is the At the Sugar Shack, which is a spring ritual up here where everybody goes out and makes maple syrup. And that one is kind of based on the Canterbury Tales, where everybody comes into the sugar shack and tells a story.
We'll look forward to that, and we'll look forward to your book of poetry, and stay warm. Thanks so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.